Questions about Florida's death penalty continue to swirl as the court considers four more cases. The full impact of the Hearst v. Florida decision is far from settled. I'm Nick Evans. It's been nearly a year since the U.S. Supreme Court nixed Florida's death sentencing scheme in a case called Hearst v. Florida. Now the state Supreme Court is going through appeals with an eye on that ruling and its own later decision requiring unanimous juries. This week, the court heard four of those cases, with Hearst hanging over each one.
May as well address the Hearst issue first.
That's Nada Carey, a public defender representing a man named Randall DeVinny. The state Supreme Court's Hearst decision means all 12 jurors must agree in new capital cases and for inmates on their first round of appeals. That's where DeVinny's case is.
Mr. DeVinny is entitled to a new sentencing proceeding, given the 8-4 jury recommendation and the extensive and compelling mitigation in this case.
But the state Supreme Court hasn't said what its ruling means for some of the oldest cases on death row. It's unclear if the same unanimity requirements will apply. David Hendry represents an inmate named John Hampton in a secondary round of appeals. Hendry points to Florida's blanket prohibitions on executing juveniles and the mentally ill.
So our argument is basically that it would likewise be improper for the state to execute someone who we know went through an unconstitutional trial.
To complicate matters further, Florida's Attorney General Pam Bondi is preparing to appeal the court's decision in hopes of limiting how many inmates get new hearings.
We're waiting on clarification. I don't want to comment on that yet. The opinion was not vague. It left many questions with us.
Her office will file its appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court. And in the meantime, the Attorney General has asked a trial court to delay a new penalty hearing. But court watchers on both sides of the issue are skeptical the Supreme Court will wade into a dispute over the state constitution. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.